am I just whiny? So sue me!
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for March 6, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're actually getting people writing back to us who listen to the podcast, which is kind of awesome. And Craig Collins is here as well,
who's
our producer, and I love that. Craig Collins.
Hello. Sorry, I have to do it every single time. Go ahead, you were
Pavlov's producer. And for those of you, I mentioned him, for those of you who may not know, Craig is our producer here at WGN Plus. Is it still WGN Plus?
Yeah, WGNRadio.com. WGN Plus is a tab on there. So yeah.
Okay, so these guys at WGN Radio, the historically great radio station here in Chicago, were kind enough to produce this podcast when I mentioned I wanted to bring it back. They do it, and they gave us a equally awesome producer. It was Michael Heidemann, and now it is Craig Collins.
Hello.
So when you hear the voice, I just want to set the table because
nice.
I don't think I've ever done that.
No.
It's just like, there's this guy. Who's that guy? What's that guy? Who is that guy?
And I talk a lot, so it's
and
good.
Now we
that,
know.
You don't. Nah.
Not just some random guy.
Not just a dude. Not just a random dude.
We can try that, though, if you guys want to. We can just start bringing people in, see how they do.
No.
Probably a good idea.
I don't like people. Janine and I were actually on the Society page. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yes, we were at the, where it was very, I still can't get over it because I don't deserve it, frankly, but the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago had
a... Does deserve it.
No, I don't. They had a gala. Gala or gala? Anyone?
I go gala.
Okay, a gala. Janine?
Don't really care. Either one is fine.
Okay, she sees me, she's giving me, you're wasting time space. But I do want to mention this, that it's just so weird that, and they ran a picture of Janine and I.
You're
Janine
very
looks
fancy
beautiful.
People.
Well, we're not. That's why I posted this to Facebook and said, you know, this country is going to hell in a handbasket when I'm on the Society page. It's just bizarre. But they raised $22,000 that night.
That was great.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, one night. Holy Mary. That's what? My salary? Roughly?
Per night? That's amazing.
Scott. No. Like, that's it. For the Cartoony doesn't pay like it used to. That's what Jenny married me, because she thought I'd be Paul Conrad, who is the 3-time Pulitzer Prize winner for the LA Times and had a great house in Palos Verdes, one of the richest communities in Los Angeles.
He kept driving me by it saying, see? See?
Someday.
And now we live in a one bedroom in Chicago. It's
the same.
You trade it up. For sure, that's a trade up.
We do have that little sliver of a view of the lake.
We do. It's a lake view. We see this much, like 1/32nd
against the window.
Of the Ferris wheel. It's, baby, I treat you right. I do. Anyway, okay, so we got a great letter, and this is actually from through snail mail, so go ahead.
Correct. This says,
you can give their first name, you're not together.
Your February 13th, 2017 cartoon depicting President Trump as an anthropomorphic skunk is despicable, disgusting, and bordering on defamation. I have sent a copy of the cartoon to John Ryder, general counsel of the Republican Party, asking him to determine if it might be grounds for a defamation action. Nothing would please me more than seeing you and your paper involved in a libel suit. Without regards, my favorite part, Jerry, from Van Nuys, California.
Oh, Van Nuys, a Cali? Oh, we should be sticking together. But anyway, you know, it's funny, it's your paper. It's so interesting because they don't, the way this works is my comic strip is...
Yeah, she said papers. I'm sorry, I should have read that.
Papers?
So all the papers.
All the papers. Well, it's about 125 of them. So, you know, they spread across the country. And I love all of them. I do. Shut up.
I'm just curious about this whole libel suit thing.
You can't do it. Okay.
No,
satire is covered by the First Amendment. I mean, it got to the point where, and a quick history lesson, and this is important to people who are interested in satire. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Flint versus Falwell. And Jerry Falwell was the head of the Christian Coalition. Larry Flint, of course, was the publisher of Hustler magazine. And one issue, he did a cartoon. I'm doing air quotes here because it's not funny. It's rather crude. But effectively saying how the good Reverend lost his virginity to his mother in an outhouse. Yeah. So that went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court asked the lawyers for Larry Flint, did you mean to disparage his reputation? His attorney said, yeah. I did. We think what he stands for is so disreputable that we felt that a satirical slant that was graphic and crude was important. And the Supreme Court, in a 9-0 decision, said, okay, works for us.
9-0's good, right?
Oh, yeah. God, that is like every single one of them. A unanimous decision. So, you know, I don't really fear the RNC for that. I fear Trump for other reasons, you know. And so I'm getting a lot of flack on the strip for being a little too shrill, a little too one-note going on. But here, dude, okay, go ahead and read the comments. Janine, I'm sorry. Did I just call my wife dude?
You did. And should we get a drum roll?
Okay.
Sounds like there's some intense comments.
BRW says, that was 8 years ago, Carmen. We're safe now. We have a leader who actually wants to make America better, not suck up to the idiots in the UN. And Kevin, 78661, says, Mr. Stantis, have you had a mental breakdown? Get your head checked. The election is over and Hillary lost. Get over it.
Well, I did not support Hillary, BTW.
See, you say that every week on this podcast, by the way.
I think it's
every time.
Because I keep getting charged with it.
Right.
Or at least the implication is that I supported, somehow endorsed Hillary, and I didn't. I endorsed Gary Johnson.
Right, because George also says, the Dems lost. Get over it. Stop with the fake news and be an American and help us get back on track.
Okay, yeah, well, there it is. I'm fake news. It's a cartoon strip. A. You're not going to get. Don't get news from that. Don't get your news from cable comedy stations. Don't get your news from SNL. Get your news from reputable news sites.
Yeah. When did it become bad for a comic strip to be fake news? When was that a bad thing? You're not actually ever telling the news.
No. No. I make fun of it. I may slant it. And here's the thing. I mean, I want to move on. I really do want to do other stuff. But then, like this past weekend, Donald Trump comes out and says he was bugged. No proof, no evidence. He just says that Barack Obama. It would be great to have, I mean, someone, and I was talking with someone just this morning, and they came out and said, it just seems like he goes off his meds Friday night. Because then he'll tweet during the weekend some crazy crap that, you know, anyway, okay, what else?
And it's all something apparently he's gotten from some news show that he hasn't quite watched the
It started
whole thing.
In the BBC, who kind of questioned.
He's got bits of it, like he's got the news on, but it's not totally paying attention to it. And he gets little bits here and there and just goes.
And then
he
sort of envisions the rest of it, yeah.
Yeah, right. So you can project onto this. Does he have an FBI file? Yeah, does he have a CIA file? Sure, he ran for president. Yes, they would build one. They have an FBI file on me, for crying out loud. Because I went to go see President Carter in 1978.
Wow. I wonder what's in that file now.
Oh, God. Puffy mullet.
Getting bigger and
bigger. That's all it says. Puffy mullet.
Well, Dapper Dan 61 defends you by saying the problem is Stantis has an endless trove of jokes to play off every time Trump speaks.
It's true. I wrote the strip last night, and Carmen is trying her damnedest to just go, you know, go forward. You know, let's talk about something else and just can't.
It's close to impossible.
It is. Every time. I actually wrote a week prior to that, which I think should run this coming week. It gets confusing. The deadlines are weird. But that she actually does start talking about other stuff. But at the last gag of the week, I couldn't help myself. It just has another Trump moment because we keep having them.
Yes.
And I look at the Democrats and I think that they're worthy of ridicule. I'm going to start segueing towards that because I think they've been preposterous, too, during the State of the Union address. The stone faced and it just what did the buttons say? Do you have any idea, Craig?
I didn't see the button. No,
they were all wearing buttons which is really smart. If you want something to be read on TV, you should wear a button, a 3-inch button with small type.
Yeah,
that makes all the sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then as soon as he said thank you and God bless you, they all stood up in mass and walked out like they were, you know, it's junior high all over again.
Well, we have a letter. Someone is praising you. Deanna writes, thank you for your recent cartoon strips. I always felt it didn't speak to me as a progressive. Now I have changed my mind. You are loud and clear. In a time when most of us are experiencing an overload of anxieties, it is helpful to have a bit of levity in our daily paper. I have decided to become an activist at age 79, participating in the Women's March in our local town halls with our elected representatives. My main concern is keeping a healthy living earth and having a caring society. After all, we are just riding an overcrowded rock, hurtling through space, and need to support it and each other. Thank you for your efforts to show the anxieties we all feel in the present circumstances.
Well, you go, girl. Thank you, Diana.
Sent by iPhone.
Wow. That gets applause.
Yep.
Way to go, Diana, and your iPhone. way to embrace the new technology. That's awesome. And then as you follow her logic, we're all going to be enveloped in the sun once it collapses and then explodes.
Yeah,
so,
that's not so great.
So fingers crossed. You know that will happen.
We don't need to hurry our way there.
Well, you never know, honey. It just could happen. We just don't know. But anyway, any more? Anything else we need to get to?
But this one I like because it's written by Pastor Terry.
Oh.
Who says, rather than being topical and humorous, you now sound like a whining baby with a poopy diaper.
Pastor.
Pastor.
Come on now.
Pastor what?
Terry.
Pastor Terry.
Yeah, seriously. That was
Oh, that's rude.
No, he's got more, but I was waiting for you to stop so I could say there's
story
lines.
You said poopy. I'm a man.
It's hard to get past that. There are storylines you might consider.
Am I right,
Craig?
Yes.
Okay.
There are storylines you might consider, such as, why can't people understand there is a difference between an immigrant and an illegal immigrant? Who is this guy in the White House who is actually doing what he said he would do? Hillary gave 20% of our uranium to Russia after Obama had turned over getting to the space station to Russia. So why is it now a bad thing to work with Russia? Your strip is becoming a bore. Just saying.
Well, Pastor, I think you may be right. I'm not for the reasons you cite, actually, but because it's just become one note. I don't want to do that. I want to expand, and I want to hit the people like, well, you, and the progressives and the left, and how their inaction or inability, you know, besides going to brie tastings and coffee shops, that not really speaking to the common people, and that's what killed you in this past election. So that's always kind of that's a chuckle fest right there. So. I think we're almost out of time here. Do you want to get one more in?
Yeah, there's one more because I always find this kind of interesting. This was actually a response that someone had written to some of your criticism. And Darson54 said, we're just following the Republican example demonstrated during Obama's term, which I hate that. I don't think that, well, you guys did it to us, so now we get to do it to you. Right.
It's again, it's we're junior high, although that's an insult to junior high. Kids, I cannot say enough how juvenile and stupid the political, especially on the federal level, has gotten. Darson is absolutely, you know, correct. Because you did it, now we're going to do it. Well, did you hate it when I did it? Yes. Then why would you do it?
That's pretty much what your mom always told you when you were a kid. Two wrongs don't make a right.
They don't, and that's the point. You know, when the Republicans held up Clinton appointments to the court, and it caused a pretty bad backlog, and then of course the tables, the positions shifted, and we had President George W. Bush, a Republican, and had a Democratic Senate, and they said, you know, they started slow, and they didn't confirm his judge choices because you did it before we, and then it just gets flipped, and they say it again, and it just makes
it
you
never
crazy.
Ends.
There is no hope. If the strip has any message at all, it's that. Apparently, there's just no hope.
And on a happy note,
yeah, that was great.
Carmen and Winslow love each other, and that's cool.
That is cool.
They like each other very, very much. So, you know, and there's always hope. It's maybe faint, but it's there. There's a glimmer somewhere, right?
I
love you.
I think so. Love you too.
And I like
and
you,
we Craig. Love Craig.
We do love Craig. Okay, he's the son we never had. Wait. Which will be coming as a surprise to my other two boys.
Surprise to me too, actually. Okay, good.
Hey, listen, thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you can by going to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com. And if you want, and leave a comment at either place. And if we like it, we'll read it on the podcast and discuss it. And if you want to write to us directly, go ahead. It's pricklycity@gmail.com. That about covers it, right? Craig, thank you so much.
Sure.
Janine, thank you. And thank you to WGN Radio. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.